Hey yo, check this out. You know that street on TV where you walk down the street and you see dogs with their tails wagging and houses with white picket fences in front of them and leaves falling from the big pretty trees? You know that street? Well, that ain't where I live at. Let me tell you what you see where I live at. Pimps, players, hoes, tramps, junkies in your face trying to sell food stamps. Young brothers at the washerette trying to be cool, playing video games, getting high, skipping school. 9 times out of 10, selling crack becomes a habit. The good die young and teens carry automatics. Robbing old folks becomes a game of ghetto youth. They say whites always lying, watching brothers tell the truth. And when they say that, you can't tell them nothing back, 'cause how can you win if they're only quoting facts? Babies in the street, mama's inside, not worried about her child 'cause she's too busy getting high. My neighbor's in the yard with a cleaver in hand, about to kill her sister for sleeping with her man. Everybody's in a crowd, screaming and cussing, but when the cops arrive, nobody seen nothing. I only say what I see 'cause life only gets shorter, and this is what I see because this is what the ghetto has to offer. Some don't like to see a black man use his knowledge to grow and go around a man. Let me give you an example of how they try to hold us back. This is the picture of a black boy, 12 years old, taking speed. They found him sweating bricks in the trash, OD. To save his life, there still was a chance, but in the neighborhood we're from, you can't get an ambulance. No way to argue with statistics that facts say no one can afford to pay the price that the blacks pay. Local playgrounds transform to thug fields. The merry-go-round is where they meet to make drug deals. The life of a black man's to learn how to tap dance, become a local bum eating garbage from trash cans. Kids starting fires in the alley, big brother's unemployed but he's still wearing ballots. Each and every corner there stands an old dude with a cardboard stating he'll work for food. Is that the road you're taking in life? I mean, it's taking the easy way out, really making it right. I say what I see 'cause life only gets shorter, and this is what I see because this is what the ghetto has to offer. Now I finally realize what's going on around me, and it took so long for me to realize, and it took something to hurt me to really show me that I need to think about life. Now I was only 20 when my grandmother died, and the first time I ever seen my grandpa cry. Packed church paying respect as they passed in, I slipped a rose in a picture of all our daughters in our casket. Now I challenge brothers of the world to do the right thing and stop hanging around trying to start a damn dice game. Life ain't promised to us so, and for the next generation we gotta make a better mode. Now if I didn't try, it would be easy, but the man has to think at least twice as hard to beat me. Even in the army, it's plain to see that they don't let you be all that you can be. Strap you with grenades in a MAC 10. White people in the office, front line is mostly black men. Send you home in a box to mother and father, saying he's the best troop the ghetto ever had to offer. We can do better by sticking together, and that don't mean gang bang, robbing or slanging cane. Educate the youth, they're the leaders of tomorrow, and stop killing each other 'cause it's only leading to sorrow. Take 2 steps ahead, so if they put us back one, we done got somewhere, and we know where we're coming from. In order to move up, it's gonna be harder, but we gotta make a change to show them what the ghetto has to offer. Now I ain't one to preach, but at the same time, some of y'all might say I shouldn't have made a record like this. But check this out, listen to the song once again, maybe you'll get the message.